This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Ahead of an August 31st deadline, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says U.S. troops have begun their withdrawal from Kabul airport. U.S. Army Major General William Taylor said at a media briefing that two ISIS Khorasan planners were killed and another wounded in Friday's drone strike in Nangarhar province. That's eastern Afghanistan. U.S. military forces retaliated with the drone strike. The Islamic State group, Afghan affiliate known as ISIS-K. The group had claimed responsibility for the devastating suicide bomber explosion on the perimeter of Kabul's airport Thursday. At least 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were killed. On Friday, the U.S. Embassy urged U.S. citizens to stay away from the Kabul airport because of security threats and to leave immediately if they were near any of the four gates to the airport. That, according to a statement on the State Department's website. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Friday that U.S. officials thought another terrorist attack in Kabul was likely. The Taliban have deployed extra forces around Kabul's airport to prevent large crowds from gathering after the deadly suicide attack. The massive U.S.-led airlift is winding down ahead of an August 31st deadline, with many allies having completed their own operations. The Taliban on Saturday set up new layers of checkpoints on roads leading to the airport. VOA News is covering the stories of the U.S. service members who were killed in Kabul on Thursday. You'll find the coverage by going to our homepage, voanews.com. We have more there that you can read.